This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To begin the hour from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting in Fargo, North Dakota. Are you tired of winning yet? Are you tired of winning? I'm not tired of winning. Todd, are you tired of winning?
No.
I never get tired of winning. And I see a new number here. U.S. Weekly jobless claims are out. And the prediction was 210,000. In other words, it'd be the claims for, hey, I lost my job, and 210,000. It was actually 201,000. So it was lower. This is the lowest number, you ready, since November 15th, 1969. That's the lowest number for jobless claims. This economy is cranking. Cranking. Absolutely incredible what's going on. And you know, it's real easy to forget it. It's real easy to not see it amid the fog. And the fog is intentional, ladies and gentlemen. The fog is designed for you not to see, right? Things get lost in the noise. So people that want those things to get lost make more noise. That's how it works. So look at the actual data. Look at the fundamental underpinnings. And, you know, the CNNs and the newspapers and the... All the noise, just, you know what they're trying to do. You know what they're trying to do. And it often works, sadly. So don't let it. Congressman Kevin Cramer, the talk radio town hall is coming up on the program. And while we're waiting for him, let me get to a couple of texts we've not yet got to. And by the way, your texts are always welcome. 367-2054 to text me anything, anytime, questions, comments, agree, disagree, bring it on. Todd's is 226-8503. Texter says, have you noticed on Fox News Channel, the evening programs, when they show Kavanaugh walking around the White House, one of the rooms he enters has Heidi Heitkamp's name on it. That would be at the Capitol, actually. So even if she didn't want a picture with him, it's recorded and broadcast over and over. I've not noticed that. Did not notice that. But thank you for sharing that. Liz in Bismarck sends a note about that Valley Fair incident, which evidently did happen, because she knows somebody that was there. So somebody earlier asked about that. Todd had heard something about it. I hadn't heard anything about it, but it sounds like it's true. All right, to call us, 258-0550. Jot that down. Put it in your speed dial. Questions, comments for Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Start now on this Wednesday from the North Dakota Petroleum Council, where just 24 hours ago you were on the stage about now. And now you're back in the halls of the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. Hello and welcome.
To be with you. I am back. We had votes last night, and lots of work going on this week as we're trying to wrap up the summer's work and fund much of the rest of the government, and probably do a continuing resolution on a couple of agencies, and try to wrap up a farm bill if we can. That's sort of on again, off again by the hour these days. But had a nice conversation this morning with the Senate Majority Leader about that. Encouraged him to keep the pressure on his negotiators, particularly Senator Stabenow, who seems to be the hang-up right now. It sounds like everybody's pretty much in agreement or very close to agreement on just about everything. But Senator Stabenow, the lead Democrat, wants some of her pet programs like rooftop garden vegetable gardens and organic farming subsidies and things like that. There's obviously not the money for that, so she's holding it up, and it's why it's so good that we have a good, strong, bipartisan delegation from North Dakota on the committee, because Senator Heitkamp shouldn't have any trouble convincing her leader, Senator Stabenow, to stop being so partisan and get on board with the other three.
Brenda in Walhalla, North Dakota, you're first up, but I do want to ask you a question about Team Obama has evidently been dispatched to be a part of Team Height Camp, and you've got former U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan begging people to interview him, and you have Tim Purdon holding conference calls to talk about, sex crimes and such, both two obviously staunch Democrats. I want to first ask you about Byron Dorgan, who is... again, adding his voice to the criticism that Attorney General Wayne Stengem outsourced health decisions for North Dakota residents by joining the Texas lawsuit. What's your take on Byron Dorgan, who is no longer a U.S. senator, largely because of Obamacare, and North Dakota's not liking Obamacare, coming back to defend Obamacare?
Well, yeah, a couple of things. First of all, you teed up just right. Let me first say about Wayne Stengem, who's been an incredible attorney general, who's been very successful fighting the Obama administration in court. Things like the Clean Power Plan probably wouldn't have been overturned, but for Wayne Stengem and his other colleagues from around the country. How about the Waters of the U.S. rule that came in under the Obama-Dorgan era? But for Wayne Stengem, who not only was part of it, but led the charge. And why did he do that? He did that because he consults the people of North Dakota. And this is what Byron Dorgan did not do when he was a senator, which is exactly why he's not a senator today. So rather than consulting North Dakotans about how awful Obamacare was, and it was designed for failure, instead of consulting North Dakotans, they confronted him. And when they confronted him at town halls and whatnot, he chose, rather than fight the fight on behalf of Obamacare and the Obama agenda, he chose to leave Congress. Well, a good move. Smart move on his part, but the facts haven't changed. In fact, what's happened since he and his friends passed Obamacare and foisted it on the North Dakota public and the American public is that it's gotten worse. It's been every bit as bad, if not worse, than what it was predicted to be. And now all of a sudden he's back trying to convince us that we're the ones not consulting North Dakotans. I've never run away from a town hall. And so the irony, the hypocrisy is really, really rich. But all of that said, Scott, if Democrats want to have an election about Obamacare, thank you. That's all I can say is thank you. We'd be happy to. Do you know that North Dakota has the same percentage of uncovered people as we did before Obamacare? In fact, the problem is the people who no longer have coverage, the new people that don't have coverage are people who are young and healthy and would help bring the costs of the insurance down. Instead, they're out of it, out of Obamacare. They're not covered because they're young and they're healthy. And why should they pay more for something when they can do better not having the coverage? So, really, if he wants to have a debate about Obamacare, bring it on. But here's the other really irresponsible thing in what I saw his statement. And I'm surprised he didn't know better. He Byron used to be, maybe liberal, but he was never, dumb. To suggest that somehow attorneys general from the United States of America shouldn't challenge the constitutionality of a law that is, that has some clear constitutional questions to it is irresponsible. We pledge to uphold the Constitution of the United States, not to look the other way when we believe there might be a violation. So, I thought his arguments were, I didn't think they're very, very weak. And in fact, I'm happy to have the debate.
Brenda in Walhalla for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Brenda. You're up.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Brenda.
Yes, I saw you in an interview on KX4 last week. And you said that even if Brett Kavanaugh did something really bad 36 years ago, it would not disqualify him from the Supreme Court. And I guess I agree with that. 36 years ago, we was 17. I do agree that that would not disqualify him from the Supreme Court. But then you went on to say that if he lied about that under oath, that would disqualify him, right?
Right. Right. And my point being that he did, as an adult, if he's lying about something that he knows to not be true,
that should disqualify.
Yeah.
Well, now you see, little by little, there's more people coming out. There's another woman and then his freshman college roommate. And don't you think we should just slow this appointment down a little bit and let the FBI do some investigating just to make sure that he did not lie under oath? Christine Ford took a lie detector test and she passed it. She's willing to testify under oath. It seems to me that they should think about making Brett Kavanaugh do the same thing. Take a lie detector test or testify under oath to his statement. And also maybe the Supreme Court appointment is getting a little bit too close to the midterms now anyway. Why does it seem like the Republicans are trying to push this through so fast?
Well, so there are a couple of things. Very good. Thanks for the question. A couple of things. One is that the Supreme Court goes into session on Monday. And so we have, an incomplete court. We need to get somebody on that court quickly. Second of all, due process demands that we get to the conclusion of this. Otherwise, if you're just slowed down over every unsubstantiated allegation.
Hold that thought, if you would. Kevin, we'll finish your answer on the other side of the break.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3s. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, it's a breakdown of that nerve coating. We, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
It's back. The 12th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Monday, October 8th, Bismarck State Conference. Early bird registration on now, just $75 through 4 p.m. October 4th. Walk-in registration, $100. Keynote presentation by the Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Energy. And returning favorite, a roundtable Q&A with Senators Hoban, Heitkamp, and Congressman Kramer. Platinum sponsors include ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy, Hess Corporation, and Endeavor. Register now at energynd.com/events. Energynd.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
On What's On Your Mind, we're at the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. They actually wrap up here in just a little bit. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MBI. Speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum, they have been around a long time. One of those gold standard oil field service companies, North Dakota made. And right now, they really need truck drivers. CDL drivers in big demand. high demand for employers that offer work-life balance, great pay, trusted benefits, and a safety-first culture. Guess what? MBI Energy Services is that company. Employer of choice in the energy industry. Named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. Now they need oil, water, hot oil, winch, and super vac drivers, and up to a $3,500 experienced driver bonus right now. Apply online at MBIEnergyServices.com, MBIEnergyServices.com, and drive our energy economy forward with MBI. Your answer to Brenda in Walhalla is not quite finished before we went to the break,
no.
So we'll let you do that.
No, but so and Brenda makes an important point. She's in why not slow down the process? Well, there are a couple of things. First of all, there is a process, and the process provided lots and lots and lots of time for things to be considered, including, by the way, this allegation, which, by the way, the lead Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee had in her hands for several weeks and did not present it to the committee, which raises the obvious suspicion. The fact that that Dr. Ford took a polygraph test in August further adds to the suspicion of the allegation. The fact that there's not a single person that she said was there that says they were there other than her and Brett Kavanaugh adds to it. So all of that said, to slow the process down with these kinds of allegations at this final hour, after the Senate Democrats announced that they were going to do everything they could to derail or slow down the process, you just have to consider the totality of it all, because there is another person here who has rights. And that person is, of course, the person being accused. That is Judge Kavanaugh, and he has rights as well. And everyone seems to forget that. So many times, Scott, one of the frustrations I have with those, particularly the national media, is they operate under the presumption that everything is 100% true that's been said, and yet there's no corroborating evidence to it. So that's a dangerous precedent in all of this. So the opportunity to have plenty of time to consider these allegations has been there. It's just that they, being Democrats, chose not to. And here's the real unfortunate thing. If something did in fact happen with Dr. Ford, between Dr. Ford and Judge Kavanaugh when they were in high school, Democrats have politicized it. And they have further victimized the woman by doing what they've done, not the least of which is, by the way, by leaking the information when she asked them not to. So there's lots of reasons you have to consider that you can't do this forever. Otherwise, one allegation after another could come, an unsubstantiated allegation. And by the way, with regard to the second one, it was so unsubstantiated that even the New York Times wouldn't consider the story. So, we just can't let this become the new trend for choosing people for public office, or you're never going to get good people to want to enter public office. So
I don't know.
And, Mondays is the new court is Monday.
Yeah, and as far as the rush and the concern, I would also suggest that this was known to Dianne Feinstein a long time ago.
Right.
So,
if
the idea was to get to the bottom of it, you could have done that. This was all done by design. This is all a playbook. The president calls it a con game, and I don't think that's too strong. Do you?
Well, maybe not. But at this point, Scott, we're a day away from the hearing. Let's let that play out. Let her have her opportunity to make her statement, to be questioned by both Republicans and Democrats on the committee, and same with Judge Kavanaugh. And the members of the Judiciary Committee will have that opportunity, as well, by the way, the American people. And they can watch it on TV, as most of us will do, and then draw conclusions if there are any. But let's remember, Brenda also brought up FBI. Let's remember that Judge Kavanaugh has been through 6 FBI background checks, and it was none other than Joe Biden who said that FBI background checks, the FBI investigations are not definitive. Never, ever, period. They never draw a conclusion. They're not definitive.
Yeah,
we
actually have that clip. I'm not going to go to it because some texters have said, please play that 91 Joe Biden hearing for that caller from Walhalla. But you've summarized it well, and we got a bunch of calls waiting, so let's keep going here. Jim is calling from the Little Missouri River. Are you actually in the river, Jim, or where are you calling? Along the river, maybe. Fishing. What are you doing?
Calling from the Little Missouri River. Are you actually in the river, Jim?
Well, it's Jim, and I just drove across it.
Okay, beautiful. Good. Your question from Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day out here in western North Dakota. See, I want to thank you for all you do for us, and appreciate you coming on this program like this. It's a good thing. And answering the question what you think and call it like you see it.
Thank you.
So thank you. Hopefully soon to be Senator Kramer.
Thank you.
I'm a little worried for you evacuating that post, but I think Kelly Armstrong will fill in nicely.
He'll do very well. He will improve North Dakota's position in the House of Representatives nicely.
Yeah, he's from my hometown here, so that's kind of nice to see that.
Great. You bet. He's a great guy.
So, Congressman Kramer, a couple things came up here. That report about that Valley Fair in Fargo, you know, someone said Somalis, and I don't want to jump on that train because I don't assume anyone's bad just because they're a different race than us. But I have a friend who works over in the Social Service Building in the Red River Valley, and she said when those folks come in there, they're rude, they're demanding, they're assuming, and it's really hard to take. They don't have much respect for women, she says, either. They demand to see the supervisor. Well, then when the supervisor comes out and she's a woman, they give her the same runaround. But anyway, let me tie that into driving out here in western North Dakota. You know, along I-94, there's areas where the interstate had not been any weeds trimmed all summer. And the animals are starting to move out here. And it's a dangerous thing, really dangerous.
No, it is. You're right.
So I called the highway department, and she said, just what I expect. She goes, well, we can't get help, and our budget's been cut. But these organizations that bring these so-called refugees into North Dakota, you know, someone looked into it a while back, and there's a direct line of, you know, government funding that goes to that. Well, I'm telling you, if they can spend money bringing those folks in here, you know, over the safety of our residents here who live and work here, you know, I don't, that doesn't sit well with me. So I don't mean to be a complainer, but, you know, I just want to point that out. And, you know, you're compromising our residents and our residents' safety and helping out these people. And, you know, I just don't like that. But,
thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it very much. Anything you want to say?
Let me make a couple of points. First, a couple of things I'd say. First of all, I have to say that my experience with the refugee community, particularly in the Red River Valley and Fargo, has always been nothing but pleasant. I mean, really, everybody from in the service sector to, buying candy at Sam's Club for parades. I mean, I'm telling you, every time I run into them and get engaged in a conversation, it is always very pleasant. So I've not seen this, what Jim's talking about. Now, he does make a very important point about workforce and benefits. And this is why in the Farm Bill, that the Democrats chose to make very partisan. When we passed the House Farm Bill, we put a little more meat into the work requirements for people that are on food stamps, for example. 100% of the Democrats voted against it to make it a partisan issue. And
that's an interesting stat for sure. Jim, hang on for the rest of your answer next.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Levi Taylor Ypsilanti. Palmer amaranth was identified for the first time in North Dakota in McIntosh County in August. Palmer amaranth is a native to the southwestern U.S., but was accidentally introduced to other areas and has devastated crops in the South and Midwest. It is a prolific seed producer that can emerge throughout the growing season. It grows rapidly at 2 to 3 inches per day in optimum conditions and is prone to herbicide resistance and multiple modes of action. Early detection is the key to effectively eradicate or manage this weed. Farmers are urged to work with local weed officers, extension agents, and other experts to identify and report suspect plants. Palmer amaranth may spread through multiple channels, including contaminated seed mixes, equipment movement, animal feed and bedding, and wild birds.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump at this hour is chairing a session of the United Nations Security Council, and in opening remarks had some words of warning to the governments of Russia and Iran and Syria. But he's also thanking all three of those nations when it comes to their activities in Syria.
For, at my very strong urging and request, substantially slowing down their attack on Idlib province and the 3 million people who live there in order to get 35,000 targeted terrorists. Get the terrorists, but I hope the restraint continues. The world is watching.
Arriving at the UN today, he told reporters that a meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could be nailed down very soon. The Fed is expected to announce a rate hike later today, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Anything else in your answer for Jim, Congressman Kramer?
No, I think we pretty well covered it.
As far as the
farm bill thing, you know, again, here's we do have a challenge in our country, and particularly in our state where workforce is a challenge. This is what happens when you have a rocket ship economy that the Trump administration, Republicans, and Congress have helped create. You have more job openings now than you have people looking for work, and we need to utilize all of our resources to lift people up. And, you know, I don't know the specifics of, you know, North Dakota and Jim's situation and what, you know, workforce might be available through refugee programs and whatnot. I would just tell you this, we need to do a lot more to tie benefits to jobs, because that helps everybody, including our economy and the people, that are getting the benefits. So anyway, great points, but I don't know enough to give a more detailed answer than that at this point.
John, who's on the road, you're next on What's On Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, John.
Well, I just have a comment. I just wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, maybe this has already been discussed because I haven't listened to the whole show, but this comment sounded like you talked about the investigations that have already gone, you know, been in place, the FBI investigations and all that thing they're screaming for. But to me, this whole thing is very simple. They have two things that they want to do. Number one, because they have this information long ago, it's obvious that their tactic is to delay until the elections, and hopefully they can retake the Senate, and none of President Trump's nominees would be approved. They would never go for any of them. You'd have a Merrick Garland or nobody. Now, the other thing is, they're just trying to protect Senators Heitkamp, Manchin, and Tester, and senators like that from their own constituents, because they know that if they are made to vote in their constituency, just exactly whose side they're on, that they know that that's big time trouble for those senators in their election.
I think the delay tactic is obvious. Let's remember, they announced it in advance. They tried to delay the hearings by having scheduled disruptions, people being arrested for, you know, right on schedule and in a very synchronized way. Then they came up with this, outed Dr. Ford. They released her confidential letter. And then when they set the schedule for Monday for a hearing, she decided she was going to drive from California rather than fly. So then they delayed it further. And so now, and by the way, these latest things too, they're all designed to be not simultaneous, but rather sort of one right after the other, again, as part of the delay. That is so clearly the strategy.
Absolutely.
But we're going to have a vote. We're going to have a vote Friday in the committee. There's going to be a vote probably on Saturday for cloture. And that'll tell us a lot. But with regard to protecting Manchin and Heitkamp and the others, they're not doing a very good job of doing that. In fact, Chuck Schumer, the leader, Democratic leader, has already announced that he has all 49 votes, Democratic votes as no votes, locked up. So either he's very optimistic or they've already told him that there are no votes. So there's not a good vote at this point for Senator Heitkamp.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. By the way, more than 200 people arrested at that hearing. Just wrap your mind around that. More than 200 people arrested. That's unbelievable. Let's see here. Did we lose the next call? I don't know what happened there. 800-228-0550. Looks like David in Minot is next in line here for Congressman Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, David.
Hey, good luck in the future.
Thank you.
I sincerely believe you're going to beat her.
Thank you.
There are two things we need to go after her. One, this Ford, so they say she passed a lie detector test. Has anybody seen a list of the questions?
Yeah, good
question. They could have asked her what color pants she's wearing.
I thought that too, though. Real.
Doesn't say much, though, does it, when you say somebody passed a lie detector test? Well, what'd you ask them? Yeah, what?
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's also reports that she taught a class on how to beat a lie detector test, which I guess they would do at Palo Alto University. That'd probably get you an A. I don't know. I mean, it seems bizarre to me. But, yeah.
Okay, then my last thing is, if she is found to be not credible, what's going to happen to her? Are you just going to disappear?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I guess at this point, David, I'm to the point where she's going to be in front of the committee tomorrow. Let's hear it all out and then see where it goes from there. But you do raise an important point about what if it's found out that she's not telling the truth? Is there a penalty for that? Well, I would think that there'd be there's some penalty in just being found out.
Right.
But it's awfully hard to prove a negative, and so. Whether or not a law is broken, I don't know. Certainly there could be civil action if there's libel can be proven. That's a very, very serious crime against another person that is libel. If it was proven, that there are some things. But at this point, what we have to do is we can't allow it to prevail if it's not true. The allegations aren't true against Brett Kavanaugh. We can't allow that to knock him out. Otherwise, we'll never have another Supreme Court nominee, or frankly, any other thing. I mean, I noticed the Democrats put out a new ad today criticizing my family, criticizing my wife for crying out loud. They have so much for standing up for professional women, Heidi Heitkamp. My wife, who's been a very successful communications professional throughout her career, has managed 3.5 very successful congressional campaigns, and the only problem with all that is I didn't pay her as much as I should have because somebody else would have to make a lot more money, and so they have already abandoned and selectively their defense of women when they've gone after my wife now for being a professional woman and being my wife.
By the way, the Heitkamp campaign now puts out a press release about every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
There's one here to say, breaking, Kevin Cramer goes even further to dismiss sexual assault. Where they've got CNN and the Washington Post, I guess, following you around, following up on questions. And then they announced earlier, ad you just mentioned, that they have this new ad out called Give Yourself. And it talks about, you mentioned the allegations they brought back that somehow you gave yourself money when it was actually wife salary for that, but also raised utility rates on North Dakotans a whopping 17 times, and sued for a shady pay to play scandal is another one they have in here.
The one that I won, you mean? Yeah, that scandal that where the judge ruled in our favor actually was their Democratic Interior Secretary that the lawsuit is against. It wasn't even against me. It was against Ken Salazar. But anyway, yeah. No, they are desperate beyond desperate, Scott. And here's her biggest problem right now, her biggest challenge. She doesn't come on the radio and talk to people. She'll occasionally go on her brother's show and talk to people, lined up, scripted phone calls. But, and so consequently, apparently she's trying to undermine my credibility with the people who know me really, really well, because she sat out the last 6 years. And I can't help her catch up. I'm sorry, I'm not going to. But the fact that they would, you know, pretend to defend women on one side of their mouth and then attack my wife, my professional, well-educated, very successful mother and grandmother of my children and grandchildren, for being my wife and for making not a lot of money, by the way, through 3.5 campaigns, but about a third of what the market would pay, that is pathetic at best.
Texter says, a listener wanting to tell you that Heidi Heitkamp will be at Archives Coffee House in Grand Forks tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. She must have just heard you now. But this is the way that it works. See, this listener knows this from someone who knows someone that got word that she's going to be at this coffee shop at 7:30 tomorrow. But you know, the general public doesn't.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
So then you say, well, no, I was at a coffee shop in Grand Forks. Well, nobody knew it. So then, you know, it doesn't do any good. But thanks to this caller, they do now. So 7:30 tomorrow, go listen to her defend Obamacare.
A lot of people should show up there. I recommend a lot of people show up at the... Announce that again, Scott. Where is it she's going to be tomorrow at 7:30?
Archives Coffee House, Grand Forks, tomorrow, 7:30 p.m.
All right. Well, maybe there was an announcement for that.
I think if we say it one more time, it'll get postponed. But let's see here. Texter says, please ask Mr. Kramer what is going to be done to simplify the process for veterans to apply for state benefits, like property tax breaks, vehicle registration. Current processes now are way too complicated and antiquated, and the local veterans affairs offices are no help on these issues.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. They might be a bit overwhelmed. It sounds to me by the question, and I'd have to look into it further. It sounds to me by the question that this might be a state issue and not a federal issue. I would tell you this much, that I have worked very hard to simplify the process for veterans benefits at the federal level, particularly with the VA, and we have been making some progress. You might recall that the VA Choice Act, which was a great idea that really was spearheaded and driven by Senator Hoban, and then we've been working on perfecting it more and more with each passing year, has gotten much better. It was complicated for a long time, third party in the middle of it, but it's been getting simpler until the point where the president signed the VA Admissions Act, which gives, again, even more simplicity for choice. And my personal view of it, Scotty, is that we really ought to, at least on the federal programs, again, I'm not speaking to the state stuff, but the default ought to be to the benefit of the veteran. Now, realize you got to have some reasonable oversight and whatnot, but if there's a dispute or a discussion to be had, or if there's a choice to be made, let's give the benefit of the doubt to the veteran and let the agencies work out the details afterwards, but make sure the veterans get the help and the assistance that they need.
800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for Congressman Kevin Kramer. For questions or comments, bring them on. Let's see who is next. Somebody wants to talk Farm Bill. Frank, go ahead. You're on. What's on your mind?
Well, I got two questions. The first one is Social Security. I've seen on the ads on TV you're trying to kick people off Social Security and take away their money. But
I put it on all my bumper stickers.
And for 40 years, the Democrats said they were going to put it in a lockbox, but they spent it on the war on poverty. My second question is, what are you doing about my farm basis?
Okay, so what he's talking about with farm basis is he's not participated most likely in farm programs much in the past, which means that there's not a basis benchmark. But basis is the term. And we, as you might know, in the mitigation plan, they tried to eliminate avoid the requirement for historical basis. We're working on the Farm Bill now in hopes of simplifying some of that as well. With regard to Social Security, you're right.
Hold that thought on Social Security, if you would. And we will finish this answer on the other side of the break. Frank, don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to three cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
Wind energy is one of the fastest-growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200-megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy. Low-cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Support all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Where does the time go? Where does the time go? I don't know. It's just amazing. What's on your mind? Back from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. They're just wrapping up here for another year. Been a fun couple of days here. And, of course, our broadcast from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. A good opportunity to thank our sponsors as well, and that includes the North Dakota Safety Council. Of course, the North Dakota Safety Council is dedicated to saving lives. That's what I love about our partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council. I get the time to talk about saving lives. That's what they do. Did you know that when a cardiac arrest victim is shocked with an AED within the first 4 minutes, survival rates soar to 90%? Think about that. Because it restarts the heart and acts as a personal coach, and it guides you through the cardiac emergency. And North Dakota Safety Council, the region's leader in CPR training, they have experts on staff that help you select the right AED, properly place it, train your staff, give you the consultation on the program management. If your facility does not have an AED, reach out to them today, would you? ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Okay, and they have a full AED selection. They have replacement pads, batteries, accessories. If you don't see the brand you're looking for, give them a call. Ask for John. They can accommodate any AED model, ndsc.org. Back with Congressman Kevin Cramer. You were going to talk about Social Security and the caller's point about... it's just every time there's a campaign, if you're a Republican, you want to, you know, end Social Security and take it away from people and everything, and Democrats are the saviors. That's just, I think that's what he's getting at. But here we go.
Yeah, Social Security and Medicare, that's right. And I've talked about it many, many times, tried to talk about it many, many times. Democrats never want to talk about it. They just want to use it as to bludgeon Republicans with, who are trying to fix the program. The unfortunate thing is we're going to come up on, the insolvency of the program and not have done anything about it, and then the consequences will be severe. But it is a trust fund. It's the largest holder of our debt, federal debt, by the way. There are definitely some things we can be doing, but we can't do anything if people don't want to talk about it and if both sides aren't willing to take the political risk of actually trying to solve it. And we do it without cutting people's benefits today. But if we wait too long and wait for it to become insolvent, then the only option will be that. So let's not let that happen. Let's fix it.
By the way, there's new accusations now against Brett Kavanaugh. A third woman has come forward and saying she was drugged and gang raped at a high school party where Brett Kavanaugh was present. Is this predictable, I guess, that we're going to see more of this as we head into the hearings tomorrow?
Is this the one that goofy... what's his name?
I know who you're talking about. Michael Aventi.
Lawyer.
Yeah. Would have been the lawyer for one of Donald Trump's accusers.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what the porn star. She was. That was his, client. Yeah, that turned out well for him. So he's got this other person, huh, that he's announcing? Wasn't he going to, give her name about or something? But I don't know if she's testifying. It's all, again, this is, again, it's another one of these... Sounds way too convenient to be legit. We'll have to hear it out if she's willing to testify and all that, I suppose. But we'll see. But at some point, you have to do... Brett Kavanaugh deserves due process. We are talking about the Supreme Court of the United States, after all. And you just can't stage these allegations, to delay the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's going to go in session on Monday. We need to get them in there.
Let's see. Let's go to Rhonda, who has a question on refugees. Go ahead, Rhonda. You're up for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hi, Rhonda from Minnesota. Which would tell you about refugees. We know and I would caution North Dakotans about getting them. They, for your workforce, they gravitate to truck driving jobs. I am a truck driver.
Hmm.
In Minnesota, for some reason, they are getting CDLs, and they cannot read, speak, or understand the English language. And I've had firsthand experience with that, talking to their dispatchers for them to tell them where they're at, what they need, and where to go. Our crime rate has soared here in Minnesota. And in the refugees' eyes, we are infidels. So that explains the rudeness. They're very arrogant. They look down on us, and to them, the world belongs to them. So I would put on the brakes if I was in North Dakota and say, no more.
Rhonda, thanks for the call. Any comment, Congressman Cramer? I'm trying to squeeze in one more call here.
I appreciate that. I just want to be careful to not, put everybody in the same bucket, just because, again, I've had so many good experiences in Fargo with people from the refugee population, and I just want to be careful. I understand that there are some pretty serious religious differences depending on where they come from and what, how religious they are with regard to their own faith, and that is a challenge. They don't, they do not adapt very well to the United States, and the United States shouldn't have to adapt to them, but that said, I've really had very good experiences with the individuals I've got to know.
Callers waiting to talk about the trade war, left-wing coordination, and the Mueller investigation. We're going to have you join us next week if you can. Texter says, I'm a disabled veteran. It was simple to fill out the form to get my property tax break. Maybe different by local VA reps. Mine was helpful, just so I'd give you that piece of information.
Good. That's good to hear. Thank you.
Tell Kevin we've got his back. Stay strong.
Thank you. That means a lot. It means a lot. Right now, right now with the attacks on my family now, which we sort of anticipated. They've been testing that, rolling that one out for a long time. We love the facts. The facts are on our side on this stuff. And I'm very, very proud and pleased that my wife is my partner and that she's been my campaign manager successfully, and that she has given up a much more lucrative professional life to be our partner in this endeavor. And I don't have to apologize for paying her $2,000 a month for running three successful campaigns for the United States Congress in the first half of this one.
No kidding. Congressman Kevin Cramer, thank you. That's the Talk Radio Town Hall. A wrap for today. See you tomorrow, folks.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.